Today we will continue our discussion of outer measures. The next step in our program is to show that if capital script A is an algebra of subsets of a set X, and if mu is a measure defined on A, then there exists a sigma algebra A hat containing A and a measure mu hat defined on A hat, so that mu hat of E equals mu of E for E in A. What we are saying then is that the measure mu can be extended from the algebra A to a measure sigma on the sigma algebra A hat, which contains A. Again, these are ideas of Constantine Karathiadori. So definition, let capital script A be an algebra of sets on X, let mu be a measure on A. If F is an arbitrary subset of X, then we define mu hat of F to be the infimum of summation j equal 1 to infinity mu of ej, where the infimum is extended over all sequences ej of sets in capital script A, so that F is contained in the union of the EJs. So you've seen this type of construction before when we considered outer measures in a more specialized context. The function mu hat that we have just defined is called the outer measure generated by mu. This terminology is a bit confusing just because mu hat is not necessarily a measure. It does, however, have some of the properties of a measure. Lemma, the function mu hat of the above definition has the following properties. Mu hat of the empty set is 0. Mu hat of F is bigger than or equal to 0 for every subset F in X. If F is a subset of G, then mu hat F is less than or equal to mu hat G. If F is in the algebra A, then mu hat F equals mu F. So mu hat is an extension of mu. And if Fj is a sequence of subsets of X, then mu hat of the union of the Fjs is less than or equal to the sum of the mu hats of the Fjs. So let us discuss the proof of this lemma. Statements A, B, and C are fairly obvious consequences of the definition. So let's pass on to G. D, notice that the collection F, empty set, etc. is a countable collection of sets in A, whose union contains F. So we see that mu hat of F is less than or equal to mu of F plus 0 plus 0 plus 0, which is mu of F. So mu hat F is less than or equal to mu F for every set F. Conversely, if EJ is any sequence of elements of capital script A with F as a subset of the union of the EJs, then F equals the union over J of F intersect EJ. Since mu is assumed to be a measure on A, we see that mu of F is less than or equal to summation J equal 1 to infinity mu of F intersect EJ, which is less than or equal to summation J equal 1 to infinity mu of EJ, for which we infer that mu of F is less than or equal to mu hat of F, obviously. So D is proved. Let's pass on to E. Let epsilon be bigger than 0, and for each J, choose a sequence EJK of sets in capital script A, so that Fj is a subset of the union from k equals 1 to infinity of EJK, and summation k equals 1 to infinity of the measure of EJK is less than or equal to mu hat of Fj, plus epsilon over 2J. Since the set of all EJK is countable collection of elements of A, capital script A, whose union contains the union of the Fjs, it follows from the definition of mu hat that mu hat of the union of the Fjs is less than or equal to summation j equal 1 to infinity, summation k equal 1 to infinity, mu measure of EJK, which is less than or equal to summation j equal 1 to infinity, mu hat of Fj plus epsilon. And since epsilon is arbitrary, we have obtained the desired inequality that mu hat of the union of the Fjs is less than or equal to the summation mu hat of the Fjs. So that's the end of that proof of that lemma. Property E of the lemma is usually defined by the phrase mu hat is countably added. So here's a remark. We have to make an important mathematical point. The outer measure mu hat assigns the length or measure to every subset of X, but of course we know from our discussions in Chapter 1 that that is not possible. There is no measure that measures all subsets of a set X. So what's going on here? The answer is that mu hat is not countably additive. In fact, it is not necessarily finitely additive. What we shall do in our work below is to restrict mu hat to a smaller sigma algebra on which the outer measure is countably additive. And as usual, the key ideas here are due to Constantine Karatheodori. So definition, a subset E of X is said to be mu hat measurable if mu hat of A equals mu hat of A intersect E plus mu hat of A take away E for all subsets A and X. The collection of all mu hat measurable sets is denoted by capital script A hat. So this equation, mu hat A equals mu hat A intersect E plus mu hat A take away E, is very famous. It's considered to be the heart of measure theory, at least from some points of view. So the condition that we just enunciated defines an additivity property on mu hat. Roughly speaking, a set E is mu hat measurable in case it and its complement are separated enough so that they divide an arbitrary set A in an additive fashion. So here's the Karatheodori extension theorem. The collection capital script A hat of all mu hat measurable sets is a sigma algebra containing capital script A. Moreover, if EJ is a pairwise disjoint collection in capital script A hat, then mu hat of the union of the EJs is the sum of the mu hat of the EJs. So this theorem tells us that the mu hat measurable sets are the ones we want. So, proof. Plainly, the empty set and the entire space X are mu hat measurable. Also, if E is in capital script A hat, then the complement X takeaway E is also in capital script A hat. Okay, so that's the easy stuff. For our first step in the proof, we shall show that script A hat is closed under intersection. So, suppose that E and F are mu hat measurable. Then, for any A subset of X, we have mu hat of A intersect F equals mu hat of A intersect F intersect E plus mu hat of A intersect F take away E. That's the mu hat measurability. Since capital F is in script A hat, we have mu hat of capital A equals mu hat of capital A intersect F plus mu hat of A take away F. That's mu measurability. Let B equal A take away intersect F, then clearly B intersect F is equal to A intersect F take away E, and B take away F is A take away F. Since F is an element of capital script A hat, we see that mu hat of A take away intersect F is mu hat of A intersect F take away E plus mu hat of A take away F. Combining the last three equalities gives mu hat of A equals mu hat of A intersect and E intersect F plus mu hat of A take away intersect F. This proves that E intersect F is in capital script A hat. Since capital script A hat is closed under intersection and complementation, we may conclude that capital script A hat is an algebra. Now assume that capital E and capital F are in capital script A hat and that E intersect F is empty. If we take A to be instead A intersect E union F in the line above, we obtain mu hat of A intersect E union F is equal to mu hat of A intersect E plus mu hat of A intersect F. And now let A equal all of X, and we see that mu hat is additive on A hat. Now we show that capital script A hat is a sigma algebra, and that mu hat is countably additive on capital script A hat. So let EJ be a pairwise disjoint collection in capital script A hat. Let capital E be the union of the EJs. From the previous paragraph, we know that capital FK is the union from J equal 1 to K of EJ, belongs to capital script A hat. Also, if A is any subset of X, then mu hat of A is mu hat of A intersect FK plus mu hat of A take away FK, that's mu measurability, which now this equals the sum from J equals 1 to K of mu hat of A intersect EJ plus mu hat of A take away FK. Since FK is a subset of E, we may see that A takeaway E is a subset of A takeaway FK, obviously. Letting K go to infinity, we conclude from the above that the summation from J equals 1 to infinity of mu hat of A intersect EJ plus mu hat of A intersect A takeaway E is less than or equal to mu hat of A. And now it follows from the lemma that mu hat of A intersect E is less than or equal to summation J equal 1 to infinity mu hat of A intersect EJ. Also, mu hat of A is less than or equal to mu hat of A intersect E plus mu hat of A take away E. Combining the last three inequalities gives mu hat of A equals mu hat of A intersect E plus mu hat of A take away E equals summation J equals 1 to infinity mu hat of A intersect E J plus mu hat of A take away E. And this shows in particular that E, which is the union of the EJs, is mu hat measurable. Taking A equals E, we obtain the desired equation. The last thing that we must do is to show that capital script A is a subset of capital script A hat. It was proved in part D of the lemma that if E is an A, then mu hat E equals mu of E, so it remains to show that E is mu measurable. So let A be an arbitrary subset of X using part C. Part E of the lemma, we see that mu hat of A is less than or equal to mu hat of A intersect E plus mu hat of A take away E. To prove the opposite inequality, let epsilon be bigger than zero, let Fj be a sequence in A so that A is in the union of the Fjs, and summation mu measure of Fj is less than or equal to mu hat of A plus epsilon. Since A intersect E is a subset of the union over J of Fj intersect E, and A take away E is a subset of the union over J of Fj take away E, we may infer from part E of the lemma that mu hat of A intersect E is less than or equal to summation J equal 1 to infinity of mu of Fj intersect E, and mu hat of A take away E is less than or equal to summation J equal 1 to infinity of mu of Fj take away E, and we may therefore conclude that mu hat of A intersect E plus mu hat of A take away E, just adding together the previous two inequalities, is less than or equal to summation J equals 1 to infinity mu of Fj intersect E plus mu of Fj take away E, which equals, by mu measurability, summation J equals 1 to infinity mu of Fj. Since epsilon was arbitrary, we have proved the desired inequality in the set E belongs to A hat, capital script A hat. Here's a remark. The Carathéodory extension theorem shows that a measure mu on an algebra A can always be extended to a measure mu hat on a sigma algebra A hat containing A. The sigma algebra A hat obtained in this way is automatically complete in the following sense. If E is an element of capital script A hat with mu hat of E equals 0, and if B is a subset of E, then B is in A hat, and mu hat of B equals 0. To prove this assertion, let A be an arbitrary subset of X and use part C of the lemma to notice that mu hat of A is equal to mu hat of E plus mu hat of A, which is bigger than, because mu hat of E is 0, bigger than or equal to mu hat of A intersect B plus mu hat of A take away B. Now, as before, the inequality mu hat A less than or equal to mu hat A intersect B plus mu hat A take away B follows from part E of the lemma. Therefore, B is mu hat measurable, and 0 is less than or equal to mu hat B less than or equal to mu hat E less than or equal to 0. So mu hat of B is 0, as we wished. Next, we show that in case mu is a sigma finite measure, that it has a unique extension to a measure on capital script A hat. This is the Hahn extension theorem. Hahn is another big name in elementary historical measure theory. So assume that mu is a sigma finite measure on an algebra, capital script A, then there is a unique extension mu hat of mu to a measure on A hat. Proof: the fact that mu hat is a measure on A hat was proved in the theorem above, even without the sigma finiteness hypothesis. To prove the uniqueness, let nu be a measure on capital script A hat which agrees with mu on A. Consider first the case that mu and hence mu hat are finite measures. Let E be an element of capital script A hat. Let EJ be a collection of elements of A, capital script A, so that E is a subset of the union of the EJs. Since nu is a measure and agrees with mu on A, we see that nu of E is less than or equal to nu of the union of the EJs, which is less than or equal to sum from J equal to infinity of nu of EJ, which is a sum from J equals 1 to infinity of mu of EJ, because nu and mu agree on A. Therefore, nu of E is less than or equal to mu hat of E for any E in capital script A hat. Since mu hat and nu are additive, we find that mu hat of E plus mu hat of x take away e equals nu of e plus nu of x take away e. Since the terms on the right-hand side are finite and not greater than the corresponding terms on the left-hand side, we conclude that mu hat e equals nu of e for all e in a hat. This establishes the uniqueness when mu is a finite measure. We leave the case of sigma finite mu for the reader to study in Bartle's book. And that is the end of today's lecture. Thanks for your attention.